Heyo, we are talking about the value of human connection, and I know that we've hit that before, but I'm here for even more, because seriously, this is like one of the big keys, and it's so important. Vital. This connection with other human beings. And so we're going to just keep hitting it because I get it. And I want us all to get this phase, right? Like, this has been a journey to be here, but now fully understanding why the call back to connect. Let's go. Welcome to the Death of a Dream podcast, where we do dreams. And finding that alignment in season 4 has been very important, because this is the truth of all the work that the Death of a Dream becomes. And rolling out the first book this season related to that sort of creates this journey and this pathway for people to recover and go after the things that they want in this life. It's moving people through this transition of something doesn't feel quite right. How do I feel my way back there? And I'm excited to be expanding that work in season 4 and to even be still showing up for what will be the Death of a Dream and all the beautiful things that we do to change the world together. We've gone through some crazy seasons. We've gone through some more quiet and reserved seasons of attack, and we're finally experiencing the first season of alignment and building. We have found a foundation, and I am very excited to be building right along with all of you. Heyo, welcome to the Death of a Dream podcast, where we do dreams. I'm your host, Tana Nuss, and we are going to go ahead and kick right off with our great thing. So my great thing is excitedly moving into this phase where I start to bring people into what's happening. What's up? Got Patron in my cup. What's happening? What's up? Okay. But for real, like, I've done so many things, and I remember just wondering, like, why did this mentor fall off? Or why isn't this coach wanting to work with me anymore? Or why aren't my ideas good enough? What's wrong with me? And now I think nothing. And so if you're in the same place, or you're wondering why not that job, or why not that advancement, or why not this, or what's wrong, it's not you. It's the time, it's the people. And I think now, looking back, I don't wonder anymore, because I just realized that would have been the wrong thing. That would have been the wrong moment. That would have been the wrong everything. And no matter how much I imagined it going right and how perfect it was going to be, it wasn't going to be perfect, because it wasn't supposed to happen. And it wasn't my fault. It was just not the thing, which meant it wasn't the right people. And it's so funny, because I read a quote from myself. Sheesh, Hannah, the quotes. I read a quote from myself that was like, your wholeness will attract something. Oh my gosh, it was really good. And I was like, wow, how amazing. And what an amazing quote to share. And how do I come up with this stuff? What did I say? The world will align with our wholeness. And that's really where I feel I am right now. Just like feeling that alignment, feeling that love, and feeling other people moving into the mixture of that and letting other people and reaching out to get that help, because I want to make this work. I know that it is going to work and that I am being guided to the people and the opportunities that are meant to take us to that place. And it's all very exciting. But I think the most exciting part is just letting people in at this point, like being okay to be vulnerable with what's going on, to say, this is what I'm up against, or this is what I'm doing, this is where I need help, this is what I want help with. Can you do that? Can you figure that out? Are you someone who's going to stick around and help me with this? What do I do next? And it's just amazing. It's really amazing. And I would say even more amazing that this all just started from this very basic place of I just want to enjoy my life. Like, how do I do that? And I know part of that process is very much self-driven and selfish and focused on you. And I think eventually we spread our wings and we realize that the bigger piece of that puzzle are the things that are outside of you, are the ways that you connect with the people around you. And inevitably, that's the biggest part. That's the biggest deal. That's really what matters most. And yeah, I'm just excited to have invited people and gotten people to come along, to have those meetings, to help. And I would have been extremely anxious about anyone helping just even last year with an idea. I feel like I had up so many walls that were like, you're going to leave me, or you're going to provide poor coaching or help or whatever. And I just feel like now I'm in this place where I know that I'm calling in the opportunities that I want, you know? Like, I know that I'm calling in the people that mesh with where I'm at in life, and just continuing to trust that, find those people, find who can come in, who can help, how they can do that, and continue like giving less time to those that don't. And it definitely takes balance, and it's this beautiful becoming that I think we all go through. And maybe not all of us get there, but for those of us that continue down this path and move into what's possible, what can we do? How can we find people that we can help and find people that we trust with what's most things that are important to us. Like, how can we do that in this life? And I know it gets kind of scary because, like, I'm going to pull back the curtain. And if I do that, is that going to be okay? Or are we going to be in trouble? Will you leave me? If I say the wrong thing, will you never talk to me again? And no. They will. And if they don't, we'll just know. That's how it was supposed to go down. And there's something better for you. And I think continuing to trust and lean on that, that the world is only opening for your benefit, for what is inevitably supposed to lead you to where you've been called to go all along. And, you know, having continued to trust that all through this process, I believe it more than ever, even though there are times where I'm like, this is the thing right now. This is where I'm supposed to be led. Like, you gotta paint a clearer picture. So I'm not really getting how this helps us get where we're supposed to go, but here for it. However it's supposed to work out. So that is my great thing. Letting people in, letting this community of what local is and where it ends up going, and me and the brands and my personal brand and where we all end up, like letting people behind the curtain of that to come in and infuse and help with where we go from here. So that's my great thing. Go ahead and take time for yourself. Recognize yourself for your greatness. You will not soon regret it. I just promise you won't. So I know I've been hitting this connection piece really hard, but I really want to understand this. Like, why? Why, Hannah? Why this physical connection piece? You've gone crazy. Can we all just stay in our homes and do the internet Zoom thing forever? We can. But I think it just contributes to more of the things that we're fighting. Like being anxious and depressed and everything. And so I'm going to read you a little excerpt from this book because, listen, this book is answering all the questions. I'm just saying. And so actually in this chapter, they're talking about how a psychiatrist, I think, was treating patients medically with medicines, and he wanted to try something different. And so he went ahead and ventured into this like therapy connection place, but like basically he gave everybody opportunities to volunteer at all these different things. Yes, they did therapy. Yes, some of them still got prescribed medications, but for the most part, the volunteering. This idea that connection is vital to heal. And so at the end of that chapter, he says this, the doctor that started this clinic, what he has learned is that when you become connected to the people around you, it's restoring of human nature. Because as I experienced on Monday, as I have continued to experience building this out and then sitting in all of the classes with community members here in this like forgotten little space of Iowa, one begins to realize how disconnected we really are and see how hard it is to connect with humans. New humans. And I think, to me, rural communities have a bigger issue with that than anywhere. And I was joking with someone on a call about that just today, because they said, you should try Iowa. We know that it'll take a couple of tries, right? Speaking to the fact that, like, Iowans tend to be hesitant to adopt new things and new people, but only because we're used to just being ourselves, like just being this little community of everyone that we know, and that's safe and not a lot of people get out and you kind of just know everybody. And so you should try Iowa. It'll take a little while, or it might take a couple of tries, is just speaking to this same thing that I think rural communities are fighting all over the place. Rural, small communities struggle, right, to adopt new people. Not, and here's what I think, not because they aren't open to it, because we don't have any places to do it. Like, where are we going to meet you if you move here and you're from out of town, you don't already have 7 cousins who live here? Where would we meet you? In a rural community. Well, we might pass you at Casey's, but if we pass you at a Casey's, we're probably just picking up our pizza, and we'll go ahead and assume that you stopped off the highway and you're headed your way wherever you're going. Okay, we might pass you at the post office. Well, then we might kind of look like, whoa, who's this new person? If you're picking your mail up from a P.O. box, those of you who don't know what a P.O. box is, it's a place in a town where you pick up your mail because you don't have a mailbox, or your town does not deliver, or your town does not deliver within a mile of the post office, so you have to have a P.O. box. There are a lot of different instances to where you might have one, but if you didn't know what it is, that's what it is. And so if I see you there and you're getting your mail out of a P.O. box, I might be like, well, did you just move here? But even then, rare, right? And so then where might we see you? Oh, well, hopefully you have children and your children are in extracurricular activities that are put on by the school or the city. And if they're not into sports, the likelihood of any of those things happening is very low. And if you have no children at all, you might not community so well here. Oh, we might see you at the local tavern, as most rural communities at least have one of those. But if you're not into all those things, if you're not a drinker, you'll probably just exist and feel lost and disconnected. And so the study that this doctor did was really founded in the fact that human connection is what helps us heal. Like, we are social humans by nature. And you might be sitting there going, well, no, I'm really not social. You are. You may have been hurt by a lot of people or situations, and so there may be a lot of anxiety when it comes to being social, but we're social. There may not have been things that were built around the interests that you have. So connecting with people on something that you both have in common may be giving you anxiety because it's so far-fetched, because it's never happened before, because your interests are very different from the people that surround you in your community. And there's just not a lot of opportunities outside of drinking, and kids' activities in rural towns that give you a chance to connect. And even then, there are so many opportunities to tap out of the discomfort that comes with being an outsider in one of these communities. Right? Like, oh, I don't know anybody. I'm just going to sit on my phone and nobody will talk to me then, right? Like, okay, I'll just sit here. Right? Because that's what we do. We love that. And we actually don't. Like, it actually is really hurting our capability of fully feeling our environment, our community, the people that we want to be here with. Like, what is most important to people, to someone? And I think what's most important is the connection that we have with humans and the ability to tap into what those things are and what we all have in common, right? Because it is rather beautiful. And we do love people. Even if not all of them. And trust me, even connecting with the community is still hard. It's not everybody fits exactly where you would like them. But I think at the end of the day, we are made to be social and creative. We weren't really made to just go and get through days. Like, we're supposed to laugh and smile and cry, and the things that bring us pain only come from that deep level of connection. Right? Like, you're not crying over X, Y, and Z because there wasn't a connection. But someone that you're extremely connected to leaving this life might make you cry for days. You might be grieving for months, weeks on end. And that is what it is to be human. We have this advanced set of emotions that we are supposed to experience. And more importantly, we are meant to feel, because it tells us what's real and it tells us what to heal and how to help ourselves. And when we're not able to connect, when we're not connecting and sort of living out those gifts, those very human traits, it can impact our mental health and have a huge and detrimental effect on how we live our life. And I know that that seems like, whoa, we're being way dramatic. I swear I could just live in my house from now until always. But that's exactly what this doctor was doing. He was taking people who had a traumatic event. Like, one lady, for example, had been bullied at work. She had been asking all of these questions because, according to what she knew or how she had learned, that wasn't the way that this was supposed to work, or that wasn't what she wanted to do with her work. And so she ended up getting bullied and sort of just super anxious and sad because she was seeing this side of humanity that she really didn't want to see. Which, bah, healthcare. Don't even get me started, right? And she had gotten into the field to really go to work to help people. And what she realized is that she wasn't. And when she did suggest that we do X, Y, or Z to make this better or ask questions, she was quickly talked down to, and dismissed. And I think she ended up quitting because she ended up just getting so sad and hurt from that experience. And she quit leaving her house. She would only go out to get food for her cats. And her depression and anxiety filled her so full that that was all that she could handle. Like, that was all the connection she could handle, was just going to the grocery store. And eventually, she made her way into this program. And now I think they said that she runs a coffee shop. She owns and runs a coffee shop. Which is like, listen, next level human connection. Think about how many people are in your average coffee shop. Think about how many people, if you're the owner, you're going to be seeing in a day and helping and communicating with. And that, I think, is just this understanding that there is this deep, deep need for connection, for humans, for non-humans, for goodness sakes, for everyone. You can't just walk around and act like it isn't important. And it's also important that we don't just write people off because they have disconnected from the world. Like, we got to find out why. And I think about that a lot when people change their business model or decide that they want to do something else. And so often they'll look at themselves and think that they are broken or they are the problem. And I really think so often we as a society are really good at just following what other people are telling us and doing that. And I know I spent a good majority of my life doing that instead of following what our gut is telling us, right? And then we end up down roads that we are never interested in going down, but, you know, then we get into these hands-tied situations. Well, hard to leave my corporate job because money, stability, guarantee, consistent pay, benefits, all the things, all these wonderful, beautiful, fruitful things that you're like, what is life without these? We couldn't do that. That would be crazy. But it isn't all that crazy. Definitely just takes a whole different approach and look at life. And yes, you may have to do some crazy things. I'm not going to lie to you. But at the end of all of that, hopefully we come out ready to be connected to our communities, to the people that are around us, to more than just ourselves. And yeah, like, it's hard to leave what it is that you know, but it's even harder to stay disconnected from a life that you love. Like, it's unnatural to hate your life, to hate people. We are social. We are creators. We are creatives. We are meant to be making in this world. And so making and connecting in this world, that's our role, I think. Could be different. I don't know. But if we want to be healed and we want to help, connection is such a big piece of that. I don't think someone leaves and goes through something so transformative and healing that they could go back to something that was hurting them, right? And so it becomes their job then to find what life looks like after that. And so just to further emphasize the whole point, which is we got to connect with people. Like, that's so important. Such a key. How are we connecting? How are we helping? How are we looking for opportunities to serve? And not from this space of fill your bucket and do something good, from the space of connect with humans. And I think after that happens, all the doors open. And we don't have to worry about what's in line for us or what's coming to us. We will just know at that point. As always, you're smart, you're strong, you're beautiful. What are you going to do? Change the world. Hey, thank you so much for listening. Make sure that you support any creative that is doing work. And that's simple. Just comment, like, share, review things for them so they keep bringing their art into this world, changing it and making it a more beautiful place. You can do that with all of this work here. Feel free, share, review. I write and post every weekday just to help expand my own light in hopes that it helps expand others. And you can find me at hannahnuss.channel on all socials. Help follow and share and expand this work. And you can find all of my offerings and products at hannahnuss.channel as well. Change the world.